I'll tell you a story. Albert Lea, Minnesota was our first Blue Zone city. And this was a meatpacking plant. And their, you know, definition of vegetables were the orange flex and hamburger helper. They didn't know what vegetables was. And I had a great advisor to that project, the woman who popularized the Mediterranean diet, named Antonio Tricopulo. And I asked, I said, how do I get a Minnesota town, meatpacking plant town, eating more vegetables? And we were sitting at a table in Ikaria, Greece, filled with these beautiful plant-based foods. And she closed her eyes for a minute. She opened up, she looked at me, and she said, feed them. So when I collected what I thought was the most delicious recipe on Ikaria, it's an Ikarian stew with black-eyed peas and tomatoes and garlic and red peppers. And it's umami and meaty and delicious, even though there's no meat in it. And
I've tasted it.
Yeah.
This is your go-to.
It is my
for every dinner party.
But I invited the entire city to dinner, and in two huge witch's cauldrons, I made this Ikarian longevity stew for them. I had a chef with me helping me do it. I demonstrated how to make it. I printed out the recipes, and then I invited them all come eat. And I remember sweat dripping down the side of my face because I was so afraid they'd take one bite of this and spit it out. They not only ate every last drop, I still have this visceral memory of a guy with his arm in the cauldron all the way down to his armpit with a tablespoon getting the last little bit out of it. But I had them taste that food. Once people taste it and know how delicious it is, then you give them the skills to make it themselves, and they maybe need a little bit of equipment in their kitchen. You don't have to convince them it's good for the climate. You don't have to convince them it's good for animal cruelty or it's good for their health. That's where the tire hits the road. I don't believe we're going to get anywhere by incenting people or educating people or wagging our fingers at them and saying, you know, you're a bad person because you don't have the responsibility to eat healthy. Forget that. We're set up for failure in this country. When we go out into the food environment, 97 out of 100 choices are bad choices. It's not going to change until we, first of all, make some of those choices healthier so that they can be unconscious and easier. And secondly, provide people an opportunity to taste wonderful whole food plant-based and give them the skills to cook it.
Mm. Ikarian stew is your We Are the World.
Yeah, it is.
Throwing a massive concert, you know, the O2 Arena in London and serving everybody Ikarian stew. This is how we're going to solve the problem. Yeah.
Believe me, it'll work better than most of the stuff we try.
I'm with you, brother.
You look at diets, you know, the recidivism curves at that. You start the best diet, and I've done the research. You start with 100 people today. In 3 months, you lose 10% of them. In 9 months, you lose 90% of them. And within 2 years, you lose 97% of them. So yeah, every year we get back on the Sisyphean treadmill and start a diet and think that we're going to burn off the calories we ate during the holidays. And by about January 20th, 75% of people are no longer on that diet. It sells a lot of books, it sells programs, it sells this kind of crappy food plans often, but it's not doing anybody. It's just, we keep beating the dead horse of diet, expecting a different outcome, and it's never going to happen.
Mm. So with that, I mean, this is a weird combination of pessimism and optimism. On the one hand, the optimism that if you can expose people to these foods and the food is delicious, they will gravitate towards that, and that will lead them on a journey towards healthier choices. Butting up against the reality of, you know, the monumental sort of problem that we're facing to overcome what ails us.
Yeah, so my daytime job since 2010 has been creating these Blue Zone Project cities, which have set out and successfully, I might add, changed the defaults of make the food environment healthy in these cities I work with. So that's sort of the top-down approach. And these Blue Zone kitchen books are my bottom-up approach,